caucus's decision to remove the best friend I've had in the legislature. Very difficult time. But they felt that strongly. We had to send a message to the state workers that we really care about them and we're going to stand up for them. I mean, they'd already taken a $103 million hit. They're giving up. They're paying more for their pension, more for their insurance. They will have the opportunity in 6 months, the new governor. And the governor won on this one for now. We'll see. But it's a sad day. I mean, it's going to be a tough Christmas for a lot of hardworking people in this state. They are working for $9 an hour, and they're being milked and taken, I say, advantage of. It's a sad day. My heart is in this. This is the saddest day of my tenure. And it's something we got to live with. We're going to move ahead. But it's tough. It's very difficult. We had our hearts in this. We wanted to do the right thing today, and we thought the right thing was to defend the state workers for all the hard work that they do every day. And I've been in the corrections building, and I know how tough they work and the situations they have to put up with. And I'm hearing from the people that clean this building how hard it is. And it's and the people that hung made help us make the move. I'm just, you know, it's very, very emotional today because they're being labeled as bad people, and they are not. They are hardworking people, and they deserve a chance. And they're not making a lot of money, and they've been asked to do more under Governor Doyle, and obviously they're going to be asked to do more under the new governor-elect Walker. And he won on this one for now. We'll see, because it's just really hard.